With Business News, Ko Reo Kai Pakihi, here's Giles Beckford.
Thank you, Kia Matamare. In the business news this morning, the Financial Markets Authority is on the hunt for dodgy advertising. The Superfund goes Danish, and we'll have the latest from the financial markets. Financial Markets Authority casting a watchful eye on financial product adverts that supposedly pitched at wholesale investors. It comes after the authority ordered one local investment firm, the Duval Group, to pull its ads from social media after they were judged likely to mislead or deceive investors. Duval offers made use of the wholesale investors exclusion, meaning unregulated offers could be promoted to highly experienced or well-funded investors. But the FMA's Director of Investment Management, Paul Gregory, says these ads are spreading into mainstream advertising, capturing the attention of everyday investors.
Less experienced investors should stay clear of wholesale offers unless they themselves have the ability to understand the risks and query the providers of the investment officer about the risks and understand the answers. Or perhaps they get professional advice to do the same thing. But these sorts of offers are not for inexperienced investors and they should stay clear of them.
Paul Gregory says he'll be looking to see if these exclusions are being used appropriately. The owner of telecommunications company, 2Degrees, says it'll make an announcement about the company's future in the next few days. The Toronto-listed Trilogy International, which owns about 70% of 2Degrees, has pushed pause on plans for a share float, which had been scheduled by the end of the year. It's confirmed it's looking at an alternative transaction with another company. Well, all the talk is that it may be merged with the local broadband operator Orcon, which is the local arm of the Australian-owned Vocus Group. That would create a billion-dollar company with about 20% share of the local telecommunications market. Trilogy expects to update the market with more details about the transaction or resume plans to list 2Degrees in coming days. Well, Superannuation Fund has made a major investment in sustainable energy infrastructure. The $58 billion fund has committed just over $200 million into the Copenhagen Infrastructure Partners Energy Transition Fund. That Copenhagen fund focuses on developing industrial-scale sustainable energy infrastructure, known broadly as Power to X. Well, that refers to the use of surplus electricity created from renewable energy generation and subsequently turned into producing fuels such as hydrogen. The head of the Superfund's external investment partnerships, Del Hart, says the move is in line with its climate goals.
We believe it's going to play an important role in the energy transition by decarbonising hard-to-abate sectors. So sectors such as shipping, aviation and heavy road transport in particular. And why it's important to us is this investment gives us exposure to these transformative infrastructure investment projects that are really aligned with our climate change investment strategy.
That's Del Hart from the Superannuation Fund. We were going to talk about APAC travel cards, but we'll leave that for another time. Let's go straight to financial markets. Wall Street's strong session, all buoyed by the temporary truce reached in the US debt ceiling standoff. The Dow Jones Industrial Average 1.3% higher, S&P 500 about the same, and the NASDAQ 1.6% up. Our own top 50 index, third day in a row, it was falling down 61 points. New Zealand dollar, 69.3 US cents, 94.7 Australian, just under 51 British pence. Brent crude oil, up a dollar to $82 US a barrel. And gold is down $5 at $1,757 US dollars an ounce.